It came out like 2001, and you used to be like, "Word sex? No, you didn't know."
Yeah.
Now I do know, and it's horrible, and I don't want it to suck. Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Portal Life Quandary Podcast, where we'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between them. Joined today with Katie and Aaron in this R Quarter Life Quandary.
So, guys, how's it all going? How's your week been?
It's been good.
Yeah, not too bad. Can't complain.
So, yeah, not a lot really has changed too much in the last week, you know? So, we are getting closer to Reclamation Day, where we can go back outside and do normal stuff all over again.
22 days by my count.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What, not even the six people?
Oh, yeah, sorry, the April one. Yeah, but I think it's all going to go tits up. It's already started to go tits up with the vaccines, isn't it?
Can't get enough of them. They've said that it could delay it by 2 months, I think.
I mean, have any of us here got a vaccine yet? Or
no.
But I'm not ill enough or old enough or a combination of the both.
We're not in any kind of special groups. Well, yeah, excellent. So, yeah. I think we should probably start on a topic of thoughts.
Kind of thoughts.
I mean, blanket thoughts and how that, you know, in the last few weeks or in the last few days even, I've warmed up to thoughts and how safe I feel inside of them.
How many thoughts have you been saying now?
I mean, I've just built one at the moment, you know, and it's not too bad, but it's being held together by my my clothes horse.
Hopes and prayers is what it's being held together with.
So, yeah, it's looking pretty solid. I might camp out underneath it.
Is this a throwback to childhood, or is this something you've always done?
Oh, no, this is just a safe space.
Or an obscure podcast method.
An obscure podcast method.
Well,
just to get the sound quality.
You say that I did the last recording in a cupboard, so, you know, walk-in wardrobe, it does work. So
I just sat on my bed.
Well, you're not, you know, taking one for the team, really, are you, Katie? So
we're putting ourselves out there for this.
Yeah. You know, Ben's done his podcast.
Fuck you guys.
I've done it in a port.
I've done it in my spare time, which is as much as you're getting from me.
We should have a look about you doing it somewhere obscure next time, and we have to guess where you're actually podcasting from.
Guess from the background noise.
Send you out on the road.
Katie on tour with a shitty microphone.
Where are you this week, Katie? Well, guys, try and guess.
When there's no more travel ban, it's going to be a lot harder. But, like, it might just be Costco at the minute.
I mean, Costco isn't a bad idea. Although, we have been saying that we are looking about going on holiday. So,
Denmark!
Yeah, we could try meeting up. Well,
did meet up in Denmark for the podcast. It's a bit much.
Well, try and get is there a time difference?
Like an hour?
An hour. Oh, okay, so we'll probably do it with Ben and just see how weird it gets when we go, "Hey, Ben, we're in Denmark. What are you up to, bro?"
Sitting in a cupboard.
Just eating some nappies.
What topic have you actually brought, Aaron? Or have you done no research?
I don't believe it's sports.
You've done no research, have you?
It's very quiet in here, guys. Hold on. I think I'm going for a tunnel. So I'm going to kick it off and I'll let you guys go first.
You're going to kick it off and let someone else go first. That makes no sense.
I'm a gentleman, okay? Ladies first.
I'm going to kick it off by not kicking anything.
All right, so I'm going to go with what I had prepared, which is, so it's all about culture. So I used to watch Air Crash Investigation loads years ago, and there's one that's always stuck with me.
You have a different childhood to me.
Yeah, I know. I was all about the major incidents, crashes, all that stuff. That's probably why I'm fucked up.
How into them?
Well into them.
Like, did you do them?
Not like that film where they're jacking off to it or anything. But, you know, pretty
what
into
film was that?
There is a film. It's called Crash or something. And they purposely get into car crashes so they can then fuck afterwards. I haven't actually watched it, but I read the review on it.
I'm not going to kink shame, but I'm going to kink ask why.
I mean, they've missed the mark by rush? Saying, you know, not calling it crash bashing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, so there's one that's always stuck in my mind, and it's to do with, it's Korean Air Cargo Flight 8509. And what it was to do with was they were taken off from London, and they had an issue with their, I can't remember what the instrument's called now.
It's a very professional podcast.
Look, I'm trying to do most of this from memory. The only thing I researched up was the flight number, because I couldn't remember that from like fucking 10 years ago. The instrument that tells them that the plane's flying level.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So that thing had an issue with it, and they repaired it. And there's a little test button on it. When you press test, there's a part of the pre-flight checks at work. So they're flying away, and this is a Korean airline, and they've got a massive thing to do with the hierarchy of the power and military. So anyone who served time in the military gets a lot of respect, and a lot of older people get a lot of respect. And it's something that it's like the death before dishonor sort of thing.
Mm.
So anyway, they're flying. He takes off, and they've got a bank left to move away from Stansted. And then as he's trying to turn, the again, whatever that fucking thing
keeps the plane. The spirit level.
The spirit level
in the plane.
With the plane inside of it, whatever it's called.
With the plane inside of it.
it's just got a picture of a plane inside of it. Anyway, that...
The imagery that's coming with this is just like the toy with a plane inside. Just
literally that, yeah. This is how technical Boeing's got. So... as he's banking left, his instrument is saying he's still flying straight, so he's just turning more and more left. So eventually,
if I turn more, it would just correct itself.
No, it wouldn't. You go flat side, and then you go straight into the ground. And that's what's happened. 60 seconds into this flight, his nose dived it into the floor.
But was the pilot just going, that will sort itself out in a minute, I'll just do it more.
Flying in the dark, should specify that.
Makes way more sense. Well, not way more sense.
Anyway, but there's a big, the big thing about it when they listened back to the tapes was there was an audio warning going off saying, you know, something's not fucking right here. And then you could hear the flight engineer in the back going, you're bomb diving the plane. What are you fucking doing? But the first pilot doesn't say anything. He's literally dead quiet because he's always been told never to question your superior officer.
Mm.
And they reckon the reason that it was only because it was cargo, there was only four of them on the plane. But the reason that bombed was because the first pilot didn't say anything because he was too scared of to the main pilot.
How scared do you have to be that you would take death over
dishonor
in that respect, though? Not in like a
but the thing is, this isn't,
sort of like military even, sense in terms of just flying a fucking cargo plane.
It's not even a one off. In the 90s, there was like at least 10 or 12 of these flights where they've just bombed it into the ground or flown into mountains, which is another one I've seen.
And the intern was just too scared to be maybe straightened up a bit?
100%.
Fuck.
There was another one that I remember seeing, and I couldn't find out what flight number it was, but the first officer was saying, you are wrong, and he just went, no, I'm not, I'm older than you, I know more. And then that always reminds me of when I'm at work or where I'm talking to like the elder boomer type people, but they're like, oh, I know, I've been around for years, I know this. I'm like, you really don't, you know, I've studied this, I understand it. You just know something from what Dave down the pub told you. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean you know everything.
Yeah, I fucking hate like hobbyists as well. And any hobby that you look into, there's people that have been in it for years and think their word is gospel. Like briefly on mantis keeping, there are people that have been keeping praying mantises for years and they think what they say goes, but fucking scientists don't even know the things that they're claiming to know. Like, age isn't wisdom all the time, especially in that case when you're fucking crashing a plane into a mountain or something.
Or even just experience. You know, the world changes so fast and science and technology changes so fast with it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. You could have had 12 years experience in a field that's completely changed within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And now you're no longer the expert.
You're the dinosaur and you need to
fuck off, basically.
Either topping up your education or shut the fuck up.
Or go to Jurassic Park. Also, I'd like to know if it was the same Korean pilot that crashed every single one of those planes in the early 90s. Just the same guy, just like, it's all right, guys, I've got it this time.
How have you kept surviving? Is he a phantom?
I'm fucked up.
Phantom
I'll give
pilot.
It another go.
It all definitely right. was not the same pilot that nosedived into the ground and was just turned into dust.
Just thought I'd come back to life and give it another go. Nope. Still fucked it up.
Fair time's a charm, guys. Okay. See, You watch those. Do you know what I watched in childhood? Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Fucking love Takeshi's Other end of the spectrum. Castle.
There's been more people that have gone to the moon than have gone to
Takeshi's.
Fuck's sake.
I mean, also, like, following on from that, but Craig Charles dubbing over the audio.
Fucking hated it. Fucking hated it.
Terrible.
Every other word was, he's going in a drink. he's literally, yeah.
I didn't realise it was him until way later on. I was like, oh my God, Red Dwarf. Wait, what?
Literally, what was the guy whose castle was?
Takeshi.
But he was called something.
General
else.
Lee was General, the guy yeah. that was in.
Yeah, General, yeah. So when they got to the end, and they were like, oh, and he's talking and saying, which you imagine is quite pivotal to what they're trying to do.
Craig Charles
is going, yeah, hey. Yeah, no one's ever won this, and it's, they've been doing it for years, yeah, they're a bit weird, isn't they? And they're just like, shut the fuck up.
But the general wasn't speaking in a language you can understand, and there also wasn't subtitles, so even if he wasn't voiceover yet, would you
have... There should have been subtitles. They should have dubbed it.
This problem did not start and end with him. Like, there were other issues that would have helped.
They literally just jumped him in front of the TV screen with that video and was just like, crack on, Craig. And he was like, all right, what am I going to call this? General Lee? I'm sure that isn't racist, but look at that go.
I just enjoyed watching the little white paper discs be shot out with the blue water.
They're always scumbags as well. They got like super soakers and the other guy's got like nothing.
It was just assault.
Them like £1 water pistols from the toy shop.
Yeah.
You got as a kid. You go around the neighbour's house and they've got like the super soap of 5,000 and you've just got this little fucking penny whistle of a fucking water pistol.
You had friends as a kid? I just
not many.
Probably have more chance of those.
I just played on my own.
Cock and fucking...
Whoa,
yeah, there we go. Yeah, buddy. There we go. Yeah, that went a bit too far, but
yeah. Yeah, you did. No, I really wanted a super soaker when I was a kid and then realised I had no friends and my sister was 6 years older than me. So I was just in the garden like, wee, at the wall.
Went a bit far there, buddy, don't you think?
Oh, I was just a lonely child. I wasn't ejaculating on little white bits of paper in a TV show.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's too far than there's whatever you did.
So have you got a topic for us, Katie?
Not a good one.
Oh, God.
It's the vegan thing.
What vegan things? You're going to have to say more than just the vegan thing. There's a lot of vegan
things now. Knows the vegan thing.
Someone please tell us what you mean by the vegan thing.
Technically, if every party consented... Aaron knows it, right?
Oh, yeah, this one.
If every party consented, would cheese made out of human breast milk be vegan? Technically.
No.
Why?
Because it is a product of an animal.
But it's not animal exploitation,
which is
the issue. That's why vegans don't exploit animals. That's why they don't eat or consume animal products, because it's exploiting the animal. If the mother was like, by all means, pasteurise my titty milk and make some cheese, would that technically be vegan?
Well, it's an ethical thing versus what, you know, the hard line of vegan is.
Is drinking titty milk unethical? Like human titty milk, for a start?
Well, are you a baby?
No.
Then,
no. I'm not saying like I do it, but I'd like to know if.
Why just cheese? Why not just drink the milk?
I don't know. I don't know why I went straight to cheese, because I feel like titty milk is a weird colour and I wouldn't want to consume it in its natural form, so I'd make cheese out of it.
Well,
I wouldn't eat it or consume it anyway, because the whole thing's kind of gross. But technically, like, I want to know what vegans think about it, but we don't have one of those right now.
I can tell you now that I know for a fact that there are bodybuilders that drink breast milk and they pay a lot of money for it.
I thought you were about to... Oh, it's probably for colostrum, right? I thought you were about...
Yeah, for the colostrum, yeah.
Yeah.
They think, because obviously it's made for humans, they believe that it's better than drinking cow's milk. So a lot of pregnant women who are finished breastfeeding their child will continue expressing and sell it to bodybuilders.
I thought you were going to say that you had drank breast milk.
Yeah.
Before you went on to that. Have you tried it?
Yeah.
How was it? Milky?
Creamy.
Oh.
Think like warm double cream, almost like custard.
Oh.
not like... It's not that bad. Fuck it, why not?
I mean, this...
And not just once, I've tried it multiple times.
From different sorts? Does it vary from like...
It actually does as well.
Oh, no. Would you drink it?
drink breast milk?
I mean,
have you drank breast milk?
I haven't, no. And, you know, this is a shout out. I am a tea guy, so I don't know. I think I'm
no one asked or cares.
I honestly thought you were going to say, this is a shout out for any breastfeeding mothers.
My address is.
I love them.
Please.
Pregnant titties.
Please send it in a cool bag to 1-800 Fake Street.
123 Fake Street.
Would you try it?
The thing is, I don't like hot drinks or anything else like that. So maybe if I made it into, like, I don't know, like a chocolate milkshake or something.
You could just put it in the fridge.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Try it. I don't know. I don't know whether I'd drink it neat. I think I'd maybe try it with some, like, Nesquik or something like that. Maybe give that a go.
I think we need to invite a vegan to this conversation because I just want to know. I want to know personally if a vegan would drink tea milk.
And obviously everybody on this podcast, but, you know, or to our audience, you should know that we're, none of us here are vegans because we haven't rammed it down your throat.
You don't fucking know my life.
How do you know?
You did veganuary.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, no.
No, you cheated.
I was a vegetarian in January because I don't understand why the fuck there's milk powder in everything. Like, I honestly, why is it in crisps? Why is it in everything?
Yeah.
It's just things that don't need
to be in there.
I use like a sweetener tab in my coffee and that has milk in it to like hold the sweetener together.
Very, very strange. The same as like, I know it's very weird, but I cannot stand onions.
What are you fucking talking about onions?
Look, yeah, but no, I'm talking about how that even the most weirdest of things, you like, I'll read the ingredient list and it'll just be like, why the fuck has this got onions in it? Like, what
are you reading that has onions in it that you weren't expecting to have onions in?
There's onion powder in a lot of things.
Onion powder is one thing, but like, do you not like the flavour of onions or like the texture of onions?
Oh, just onions because of the layers.
Yeah, so it's the texture of onions. So like, what surprise onions are you encountering in your day-to-day life?
Look, you put me on the spot, all right, but...
do you have a problem with lettuce as well?
No, I don't mind lettuce. It also has
layers.
It does have layers.
Cabbage.
Yeah, but those are big layers.
Are you just finding reasons to beef with onions?
Look, all right, onions know what they've done, and...
No, they don't. I think you should tell everyone what they've done, because everyone wants to know.
They're just crunchy and unnecessarily crunchy.
You're undercooking onions.
Yeah, you need to boil them down until they're... Not boil them, but no. Like, fry them down until there's nothing left.
No,
this is another Irish stew recipe.
Oh,
like,
no.
My family just boiled everything until it was mush.
They're just fucked. Oh, God. It's making me cringe just thinking about them, but... Yeah.
They're not that bad.
Fuck those guys.
Like, will you have onions on your McDonald's?
No.
I'll tell you what I can't stand is fucking avocado.
Oh, it tastes like grass. You know when you were a kid and you were playing bulldog and it was in a field and you fell over and like tripped over something and just got a fucking mouthful of floor?
No.
No? Yeah.
No. But okay.
Fuck you guys, I got pushed a lot.
No, I totally got it.
But that's what avocados taste like to me. And like, I don't care if they're in guac, I don't care what form they're in, they taste like shit. They taste like dirt. I'm not here for them. Fuck avocados.
And so expensive.
They are so expensive, and they're taking over. The avocados are taking over, and we just stop them. All millennials and Gen Z are avocados and arse, and they need to be stopped.
You got some free
the arse part's fine. You guys keep rimming. We want to keep that part.
Rim away, avocados. Just
genetically modify the avocado like we've done the banana, and get rid of that giant fucking pointless seed in the middle.
Yes.
As much as you cunts love to grow a plant out of it that's never going to fruit.
It is satisfying, like, whacking a knife into the pit.
Just get a fucking bag of potatoes and do it in the garden.
I wouldn't trust you with fucking whacking a knife into anything.
What? Fuck you, buddy. What have I ever done to give you the impression that I would miss?
I mean, you're very accident prone.
Name one thing.
I can't really recall anything off the top of my head. I just wouldn't trust you with a fucking knife.
So what you're saying is you have no foundation to base this on other than the fact that you're a dick.
I would say, Aaron, that you're the first person that I would trust in that meme of who would you call if, and then they didn't pick up, you'd get £1 million. It would be you.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, no, actually, to be fair, he picks up the phone a lot. He just never replies to messages.
Okay, yeah. Reply to messages then.
Oh, like, yeah, messages, I'm
like the message to sort this podcast out, which was, let's do it Sunday evening. And it was like, okay.
I mean...
This is one of the only fuckers that will, like, ring you with something that could have been a text.
I like, you know, voice communication, okay? I spend a lot of time during the day by myself. Fuck you! And it's not even a case of, like, hearing my own voice, because I've got a terrible voice, but...
So do I. It's helping now.
I don't know. I'd just like picking up the phone and going, ahoy, ahoy.
I got that husky voice. I don't like it.
I generally only call people when I need to have an answer now.
Is that what you rang me earlier on?
Yeah, because I needed to know what time to get you, rather than replying in 6 days.
I would have replied.
You're worse
than, maybe not today.
You're worse than sending post. I could send you a letter and you can reply in the time it takes you to text back.
Oh, do you know what the worst thing is? Waiting for her to dry her hair as well.
No, no, no. Fuck you, right? You gave me a time limit to be ready by, and then showed up before the time limit.
Yep.
And I also asked for an extension, but you left earlier than was agreed upon and didn't get the text. Because I just got out of the shower when you showed up outside my house, and I was in your car within 20 minutes of being fresh out of the shower. Suck my dick. It was 20 minutes. I timed it because I knew you were going to give me shit for it, so I timed it.
Also, suck my dick. Really?
Yes.
You don't have a penis.
Fucking metaphor. Also, how do you know?
Because
you don't know my life.
No, you can't judge that anymore. That's saying, oh, not begrudging
you. You
going there? You going there? No, not like that. It's this whole thing of like being inclusive, isn't it? You can't judge anyone, and it's trying
No, that's fair.
Trying to turn that page of just judging people straight off the bat. Just can't make assumptions anymore about anyone.
Who is someone that you would, like, someone that you feel like you can judge without any moral repercussion? Like, someone that you'd be like, yeah, fuck that guy, because that guy sucks. Mine is people with Disney watercolor tattoos. I would judge them harshly and not feel bad about it.
I'm going to put a pin in that, because... I've got a very good example later on.
Do you know someone that has a Disney watercolor?
Yes, yeah.
If someone has like a fucking watercolor Simba on their wrist, and a bad one at that, I'm judging you and not feeling bad about it because you suck. Like, who would you judge without feeling any remorse?
Ooh, I don't know. I'd probably say somebody with, like, I don't know, maybe a really dodgy, like, band tattoo.
Or tribal.
All tribal's a good shout.
Tribal's a thing of its era, though. That was in at the time. That's what these mandalas are going to be.
Yeah.
You're all a bunch of fucking idiots.
Especially the titty mandalas.
Oh, my... Do you know what? I just see so many people now with this mandala shit, and I'm like, do you know tribal? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It really is.
And also, the cleavage tattoos are the new tramp stamp, and you're going to probably regret it.
Yeah, agree with you there.
So are thigh tattoos, though, to an extent.
Just all tattoos, you're all whores.
You're all fucking sluts as you go to hell.
Says me.
Covered in tattoos.
I think I've only ever come across one girl that had a tramp stamp tattoo. And it was extremely faded. And, you know, it was sort of like, it was like, oh, that's a bit ropey. And
What was it?
I think it was like, I can't really remember. I think it was like a little flower tattoo sort of thing. It was a
trampy stampy tribal
flower kind of thing. And yeah, it was terrible. It was really badly done. It was really badly looked after because obviously it was on her back. And
I think tramp stamps can be cute. They've got a charm.
I mean,
especially when low-rise jeans were fashionable.
They were definitely an aiming target from when you pull out from behind.
Jeez.
Fucking hell, Ben. What do you know about pulling out?
Pull out again. Weak boy.
Do you know, the people that I can judge straight off the bat, especially tattoos, are people who get gaming tattoos.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like that is a personal attack right there, bro.
Okay, fuck you, man.
I don't,
especially again, Lara Croft, weird.
Oh, do you know what? Suck my dick.
With them triangle titties. Is the original scope.
Leave the triangle titties alone, okay? Every one of us has our thing. We have our niche.
This was not meant to be tattoo shaming, but I'm glad it is.
I mean, yeah, at least we're doing it to ourselves.
Do you know what? Tattoo shaming, it's just you dealt with the hand you got, but the people that I have no time for are the people that go to artists and go, oh, I want this, and they go, well, it's going to be like £400. And they're like, no, mate, my mate Dave will do it for 20 quid in the pub.
Then go to Dave.
And they go to Dave. And then you see the work that they do, and I can't draw for shit.
Mm.
I can't. But I can draw better than some of these tattooists can.
Mm.
Oh, they're just appalling. What it is, it's when people come to get a tattoo from you, and if the tattoo artist isn't into it, they're not going to do the best work.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why tattoo artists are so happy when you pick Flash and get Flash done instead of coming in with like your own idea.
Yeah,
because they like drawing that. They will happily put that on your body. And they will do it well.
Depends if it's their Flash and not the Flash that's come out of the 1999.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about like independent
Flash tattoo book.
Yeah.
But see, you get it at the seaside.
I don't like going to a tattoo artist and just getting something out of there. You know, I know a lot of tattooists now, they're drawing stuff up and they're saying this design is only available once, which, you know, I like, but as you say, with Flash.
Have you seen the Flash roulette kind of thing?
No.
Like the people do in shops. You know the candy sweet machines that you put in like 20p and twist the thing?
Right. Yeah.
So they like draw out Flash, rip it off the bit of paper, put it in one of those capsules and whack it in one of those machines.
I mean, you
put in a token, get out the Flash and get that.
I really hate that idea.
It gives me so much anxiety.
I go to a tattoo artist because I like their style and then I'll send them what I'm thinking of and just say, you've got full artistic license for this.
Fuck me up, bro.
But this is what I want. And I have a very loose idea because I can't draw it out at all. So, you know, what they're going to produce is going to be a lot better than what I can do with a stick figure on a piece of paper.
I want to see the stick figure tattoo.
It's not.
I want you to just do a drawing and be like that, exactly that, do that.
No, because it's going to be shit. I'll do it on you.
I
will pay. If I can draw something on your leg and then you get it tattooed, I'll pay to have it done.
I'd rather shit in my hands and clap. I mean, if I'm honest.
Somewhere really obscure.
I don't have a tattoo yet. No, I don't want that to be the tattoo I have. Or do I?
What was your first tattoo?
It was my Vault Boy.
Of course it was.
From Fallout.
I've got a teapot on my ankle.
Yeah, okay.
You got what?
I've got a teapot on my ankle.
Oh, why?
What's a teapot for?
Because I was like, I like tea. I was too much of a pussy to go for the big like one I wanted first. I was like, oh, let's just go for a little tester. Just have a teapot on the ankle. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's never going to fall out of fashion.
I've not allowed myself to get a tattoo because I do dumb shit too often. Like, I'm too impulsive.
Oh, you know what you should get? Something like a praying mantis or something like that.
And when I stop keeping praying mantises in, like, a decade's time, that won't be completely obsolete.
No, that'd be fun. They're pretty cool animals.
They're still going to be
animal. Sick creature.
Animal? Insect?
Did I say animal?
Yeah.
No, I said animal. An insect is an animal.
You're an animal. You're
a fucking idiot.
I'm praying mantis is
a it's not like I said a fucking mammal. I said an animal.
A manimal.
A man.
No, if 16-year-old me was allowed to get a tattoo, me and 16-year-old me are two fucking different people. I would have got something to do with the Mighty Boosh or something at 16 and hated it now.
I know exactly what tattoo I was going to get at 16 and I'm very glad I didn't.
Oh, I'm going to get the monkey head.
It was that England bulldog
fucking dog
shit thing and I was going to get it on my chest.
Like, you know,
an absolute chest.
Cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Big as well. Or like
proper like titty chat.
Titty chat.
Titty tat.
I prefer.
See, yeah, I remember sort of like thinking about those tattoos when you're about 18, 19. You're like, yeah. I think it's something like made in 1991 or something like that. Something stupid. And just looking back at it now and just go, I don't know, that might be good in a few years when I get like Alzheimer's or something like that. If I ever forget, like,
I'd have got the Mighty Boosh logo. I was really fucking obsessed with it when I was a kid. And I would have got it and I would regret it now because just don't like it as much.
The amount of tattoos I've seen where people have got their surname on their forearm in that big old school gothic is insane.
I feel so bad for people that got like fucking Lost Prophets tattoos or some shit.
Do you know what? I have seen quite a few of those sort of like council estate sort of girls and stuff like that that have got like the live, laugh, love tattoos, and you're just like, oh, if that ain't bad enough that you've like had it decorated on your living room wall or your hallway, you've now got it permanently etched into your skin as well. But
I fucking hate that phrase and it haunts my nightmares. I don't like it.
In all honesty, just do whatever the fuck you like. You only live once, so yeah. If you want to get that really horrendous tribal mandala bollocks, do it.
I was gonna say, like,
what's the worst that can happen?
I'm gonna go as far as to say there's no bad tattoos, but there's no bad tattoo ideas. Like, it doesn't need to mean anything. Yeah, it doesn't need to mean something. Just fucking get the tattoo you want in your skin.
Oh, yeah. All my tattoos had to have a meaning when I first started getting them.
And now you're like, a frog or something.
Well, I'm trying to keep with a colour scheme, like a dark arm and then like a colour arm, but it's, I'm just like, yeah, put something up on. The best advice I can give is if you like something, put a picture of it on the wall where you look at it every single day. And if you can still look at it after a year, then you can probably look at it for the rest of your life.
I think I'll do that because, like I say, I haven't got one. I kind of want one, kind of don't want one. Not sold yet because I can't think of anything I want permanently. So I might. I still don't know.
And it definitely brings me back to like early or late 90s, early 2000s, where you used to have like posters all over your wall.
Oh, God.
Stick it like you go through like eight packs of blue tack, putting up all your Kerrang posters.
And then hate them in a couple of months. I had like a whole wall of Kerrang posters, but then I had two really contrasting posters. I don't know if you remember A1, band A1.
Oh my gosh.
I had Ben from A1 on one side of my bed behind it, and then Spike from Buffy on the other side. And they were just, in my head, they were buddies on my wall.
Oh no.
And the rest were just like shitty Kerrang posters from like them, Tokyo Hotel.
Just get them A1 size, like of your favourite band, the full A1 yep. size poster and stick that up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, God.
Don't rip my A1 poster.
I look back at my childhood room and it was fucking tragic.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I kept every, like, bus ticket and train ticket and, like, let's make a collage on my wall. Like, on my door, rather.
I did that with gig tickets.
Yeah. I did it, like, eventually I started doing it with, I think I went on the German exchange trip in year 8 and I just kept all my bus tickets and train tickets from that. I was like, I'm going to make a wall of all the fun places I'm going to go. And I was 12 at the time, like, I wasn't fucking going anywhere.
And then your aspiration died.
And then I just started sticking random shit to my door. Like, I went to London, and you know they do, like, a different King's Cross St. Pancras Christmas tree every year. They were making one out of Lego, and I just stole a bit and just stuck it to my door. Still got it in a box somewhere.
There is a thing for keeping random shit, isn't there? And you think, when I die, someone's going to have to go through all this random shit and just be like, what the fuck is all this crap?
I just recently had to do this with my nan's house. I mean, she's not dead, she just doesn't live there. And we,
That's called theft, Kay.
She's dying.
Oh, that make it all right, does it?
I mean, we're all dying.
Her house flooded. We had to clear it out to, like, fix it and stuff. But my nan keeps the most random shit. Like, she won't throw anything away. We found baby, like, talcum powder from the war times. Like, it was in a proper old metal. Yeah. We were like, fuck, like, is half this stuff going to kill us? No, there's so much shit in there. Like, you saw some of it.
I mean, some of the stuff you showed me is questionable.
I did find a custard cream from 2005 in a box.
I did the same thing with my parents' old house, going through their loft, clearing it out because they couldn't face it. And there was shit in there from early 70s that just never even been opened, and it's just a load of shit. Must have been about 20 dining room chairs up there in the loft that no one had sat on for the last 30 years. I was like, what the fuck is this still doing up here?
God knows what's in the loft of my family home.
I mean, how many bottles of vodka did we pull out of your dad's place?
Oh my God, so many. She was a pisshead. She really was. It was all brandy and Bacardi, but there was just, you know, like the industrial pub-sized bottles?
Wow.
She just had them fucking stashed in her cupboards. And she had more up in the wardrobes upstairs. So much alcohol. So much booze. The thing is, she wasn't even like an alcoholic or anything. She just fucking loved pie. She'd always get drunk and like flash people at family gatherings.
So it's hereditary then.
Look, yeah. She'd get drunk, take her teeth out and flash her fucking knickers at everyone.
I mean, I have
at got family events.
Excellent video of Katie in Asda. Hiccuping, staggering around.
I was so angry at how much the fucking
power
chargers were.
Oh my God. Like, this is outrageous.
I was furious. £10 for like 250,000 milliamp. No.
2,500.
Oh, actually, that's quite good. Thinking back to that point, are you?
Yeah, but you hiccuping, staggering around, falling over yourself. It was beautiful. It was majestic.
That was after me and my boss had commiseration drinks after we lost our jobs.
So I'm going to throw another topic out there because I wasn't going to bring this one up, but considering Aaron's brought fuck all to the table, Ian.
Look, there's no table, okay, guys, right? It's a metaphor.
You're a fucking right, table.
This was going to be my original topic, but I was listening to another podcast and they've used it, but then, you know.
There is a finite amount of topics in this world.
There is. There is. Broke. So, have you ever heard the term sonder? Have you heard of that?
No.
Go for it.
I feel like I should have, but it doesn't ring any bells.
Right, so it was actually something I've been thinking about on and off for ages, so I'll get a dictionary definition of it up. The realisation that every random passerby is living a life as vivid and as complex as your own, populated with their own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and inherited craziness. An epic story, it continues invisibly around you, like an anthill sprawling deep on the ground, with elaborate passageways to thousands of other lives that you'll never know existed, in which you might appear only once as an extra sipping coffee in the background, as a blur of traffic passes by on a highway, or as a lighted window at dusk.
I hate that. I hate that. It's.
I love
like,
it.
It's like working out you're not the main character.
Yeah, fuck no, that. No, but I am the main character.
You are in yours.
You're the main character in yours, but I love how, like, you could be... You're in someone's, like, holiday photo.
That's what I was about to bring up. Yeah. I wonder how many, like... Wouldn't it be cool if you died and you got stats? And, like, one of the stats was how many photos you were in the background of. Like, I fucking love that.
Definitely.
Or like when you talk to someone, you find out you've got, like, a common friend that you never knew you had with each other. This is, like, where this mutual friend bollocks on Facebook's fucked us all up, because you used to, like, be really surprised. Like, how do you know this person? You
on
a massive, long conversation about it, but now you can just look on Facebook and find out, oh, yeah, you know that person.
I fell into this hole. I was talking to someone. We were both looking at the same person's Facebook page, and I noticed that I had a mutual friend with this person that I didn't know, but the mutual friend was also someone that I didn't know in real life. I'd met him through... a Facebook group and got to know him, like he's a good guy, but they also didn't know him either. And we're like, how do we all know this fucking Mike guy? And it's like, he's just a guy in London. He's not a million miles away either. And just the Bacon numbers.
The what?
Like, you know how the Bacon numbers, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Like, never heard it called the Bacon numbers.
No, I think of it as Bacon numbers. I know it's like degrees of separation, but there's a thing where like everyone is only 6 connections away from Kevin Bacon.
Well, originally, you're only 6 degrees away from anyone in the world. But like, not then just it, fucking
but
Kevin
then Kevin
Bacon.
The Bacon number turned into a thing when it just...
It's not a thing.
No, honestly, fucking look up Bacon numbers now. There is a website where you can check how many degrees of separation you are away from Kevin Bacon.
Anyone can put a fucking website up. You can even alter Wikipedia if you want. You could. Anything is a thing now.
Look, Bacon numbers are a thing.
You've only got to go on Urban Dictionary and there is a name for any sexual practice you've ever even imagined. You think, oh, I've just created a new sex craze. No, you haven't. It's on Urban Dictionary. You spaffing on some girl's back and throwing a carpet on there. That's been done. That's called a Superman.
I don't think this is the website.
No, see, I thought that would have been called Aladdin.
Well, it's meant to be a bedsheet, but I don't know. maybe if you come on the front and then put the carpet on top, you know, do the reverse, that's the Aladdin.
Or fucking her on top of
there's
the rug or
so
something.
So many of them as well. Like there's the alligator fuck roll with his shagging bite on
rusty trombone.
It just works so well with Kevin Bacon. Lady Gaga's Bacon number is 2 because Lady Gaga was in Bullet Train with Joey King and Joey King was in Crazy Stupid Love with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
it was a whole thing. I don't know how you missed it. The internet went mad for Bacon numbers.
Because I'm not that interested in the internet fandom bullshit.
It's not fandom.
It really is.
So it's not personal. Like, if I typed in my name and went, how many people were like, I don't know, Steve, but I've met a couple of times or whatever I've hung out with.
It was just a whole thing. It was called 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or Bacon Law. And it was just taking the whole 6 degrees of separation and making it about Kevin Bacon. I don't know why, but I loved it. And I still love it.
It's making me kind of hungry, though.
Bacon. I don't get the obsession with Kevin Bacon.
I don't know. Why? It's just kind of fun.
I'm sure there was a thing where, like, didn't he, like, fuck up massively and he's only just recently getting over that? And I can't remember the reason why. Did he do something dodgy?
Everyone. Like, cancel
everyone
culture.
Does dodgy shit. Everyone
cancel
has
culture's gone too far.
But has it?
Yeah, because people are shooting before thinking. In a lot of instances, like, who was it? Brendan Urie. Everyone tried to cancel Brendan Urie for...
Ben Spoons?
Not Uri Geller.
I don't know who people are.
Brendan Urie's the front man from Panic! At the Disco.
Oh, that guy.
Uri Geller, Ben Spoons.
That could be the same person, you don't know.
But yeah, everyone tried to cancel him for interfering with kids. And everyone just, like, went for him on Twitter, and it turns out that it wasn't true. And he nearly got branded with that for life. I mean, so I think, yeah, cancel culture has probably gone a bit too far.
Stop,
why
guys.
Are you laughing?
You don't want to Panic at the Disco.
Oh. What do you add to this?
It's a difficult line to tread because, you know, anyone can say anything on Twitter now or on the world and wide web, and you know, a lot of people can see that, and there's a lot of power that people don't understand how to wield that they now do. You know, you can, the amount of false information out there is astonishing. Even worse is how people use it to better or to gain stuff that just isn't true. But then there's the side of, like, you know, rape allegations as it is. It's definitely not something you want to ever take lightly.
No.
But the problem is these allegations always stick harder than when the truth actually comes out.
But I think immediately saying, no, you're crying wolf is very, very damaging.
So to pull it back from this very sensitive subject and we focus it back on, like, a newspaper, a lot, like, even look at the Meghan Markle shit, like, the amount of shit she's getting from the national papers. But if they ever have to retract a story, it will never be on the front page. It will be somewhere buried in next to the stripper numbers and, like, you know, just before the sports pages start.
Yeah.
So I've always said if they post a news story and it turns out to be wrong, they need to republish the apology in the same place they posted the news story. So if it's front page news, their apology needs to be front page.
Yeah.
If it went on for 8 days, it needs to be on there for 8 days.
Yeah. None of us.
The problem is everyone's got a voice, but no one's holding up the accountability side of it. So when people say the wrong thing, that never goes viral.
I know quite a few people that on both sides of the coin that have been raped and also false rape accusations.
How are we bringing it back to rape, Aaron?
I tried to pull it away.
We tried to not do the rape thing.
Cut.
This isn't a film.
Damn it.
You can't just say cut.
Now we have to put the rape bit in because that bit was funny afterwards.
Yeah, well, there's two sides to the coin. And the thing is, I don't... You can put me off my mojo, okay? Fuck's sake. So, yeah, I've had both sides where, not me personally, but people that I know in person have, you know, obviously been a victim of rape and then also false rape accusations as well. And it's damaging on both sides. But then you also... You know, a couple of years later, then you also see them shouting and screaming about people on Facebook and doing exactly the same thing. So, yeah, the internet is a very two-pronged sword.
See, I have an issue with that. I think that the amount of people who are raped versus the amount of people who are have false allegations of them are far greatly outweighed, and the amount of people that don't come forward when they have been abused is just astounding. You know, this the statistic that came out, the 90% of the population of women who were questioned said they were sexually harassed. It just isn't good enough.
No, it's fucking abhorrent.
And then it only take, you know, as everyone keeps saying, yeah, it's not all men, but who, you know,
I think it is
some men.
I think,
and
it's,
who are they?
I think that statistic is abhorrent. And to quote Daniel Sloss to an extent, if every rape allegation went to the police, like if everyone went to the police with their rape allegations, there would not be enough police officers or courthouses in the world to deal with them. And that's fucking disgusting.
Hmm.
Like, that's how bad it is.
Yeah. No. And yeah, it is disgusting. That's it.
And then it comes back to the, how it's not that you need more police to sort the problem out. You need to cut it at the root and stop the weed growing, don't you? Which is...
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go back to Daniel Sloss because it was a fucking amazing piece. It was in his comedy show X that I believe was only on HBO, which was only available in America. But it was like, instead of having this fucking hero complex, if I'm going to beat up a rapist, fucking prevent one. Because if you're being 100% honest with yourself, if you know someone that has assaulted or raped a woman, was there patterns in their behaviour that you noticed that you ignored? And the answer is probably yes.
Yeah.
You need to fucking check in with your boys, as he says.
Right? That doesn't just fall into sexual harassment or anything that's more stronger than that. Just it also falls into to racism. It falls into like terrorism. It falls into everything. The amount of people who... The problem I find is that people want to have a laugh, and then sometimes being out there in a bit obscure gets a laugh. But there's always going to be someone with you or near you who laughs with you, who hasn't got the mental capacity to morally define when someone's just taking the piss and when someone starts to think it's all right.
Exactly.
So yeah. The whole thing of like people making jokes. You start
normalising it.
Yeah, they start to see it as being normalised, where you're just being, you're trying to be risque and trying to be, you know, like there's plenty of risque comedians out there.
Yeah.
But the problem is it only takes a few people to see that as, you know, this is what we do and this is how things are.
Men are far too comfortable making rape jokes around other men. White people are far too comfortable being racist when there's only white people around them. And that's what needs to change. Unnormalizing that behavior and white people calling out their white friends when there are no people that it could offend around. Like, it needs to stop happening in private as much as it needs to stop happening in public, because it's not normal behavior and it needs to stop being normalized.
It does, but it leads on to the more cultural issue of people really struggle to go against the grain, especially in a group. You've only got to look at the amount of people that... There's an interesting thing where if someone's hurt or something's gone wrong and they're in a large group, the amount of people that will stop and stare and wait for someone else to jump in because they say, well, there's all these people here, someone's going to do something, and no one does.
Yeah, groupthink.
Yeah.
Sort of mentality of it.
So that's one of the hardest things for people to get over is to stand...
Just make a conscious choice to be the person in every situation.
Yeah.
Because if that starts happening, everyone will intervene eventually.
Exactly. That's where you need to get to. But it's where everyone's trying to follow the same style and fashion and trying to fit in. And everyone struggles with that in the day-to-day anyway.
I think people find it really hard to be like, well, I like my rape jokes. I like my racially questionable jokes. But don't realise that you can have dark humour without being a fucking arsehole. Like,
the best,
there is more dark humour outside of those topics.
The best thing I've ever read to diffuse that kind of person is to ask why it's funny.
Yes. Or get them to explain the joke.
Yeah, just pretend like you haven't.
Like, I get it.
Like, why is that funny?
Can you explain it for me, please?
And
they hear themselves and go, fuck, that's actually disgusting.
Yeah, and then they get kind of shamed into it, you know. They can't hide behind the humour anymore. It's a difficult thing to tread because, you know, you're brought up with this, you need to be a man, you need to have no fear, and you never need to cry, and the lads sort of, you know, you're a lad's lad, and then, you know...
I hate the phrase man up.
But men aren't taught these things, you know, you have to figure out for yourself, you know, and even all this other stuff that goes with it, like... Men are scared so that they don't really know what's going on.
The phrase man up just sort of normalises the expectation that men always have to be start like walls of strength, and it's not always the case. Like,
I think it's a sign of the times. Times have changed and so on and such forth. I really do think that back, say, 100 years ago, that might have been, you know... obviously was more acceptable back then.
I'm glad they're all dead.
But yeah, times change and, you know, outlooks and thought processes do need to change as well. So
yeah, I hate that thing of sort of like 50, 60, 70 year olds, like, oh, they were born in a different time. Like they can't get out. Old habits die hard. Like, no. Time has progressed in the last 20 years and they have been on this planet for those 20 years. They haven't been somewhere else. Like, they've been here while times have been changing. They should fucking keep up with it.
Are they using a TV? Are they using a phone? Are they on the internet? Yeah, you managed to change with the good stuff. Now get rid of the bad shit.
Exactly. Like, if you can fucking start arguments on Facebook comments, you know how to use Google. It's free. Just do it. Learn. Educate yourself and unlearn the shitty behaviours of like the 50s and 60s.
Nothing. It stems further than the 50s and 60s, but you've always got to try and do better than what the people who made you are doing. And sometimes that's culturally as well as, you know, monetary-wise and, you know, just in general health.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think everyone at some point, no matter how much they love their parents, for example, has said, if I have kids, I'm not going to raise them the way I was raised.
Do you know what, I find that quite funny, because sometimes you start thinking, well, if you do the opposite to your parents, so your kids are then going to be like, well, you were too lax on me, I'm going to do it the opposite way, I'm going to be like authoritarian and women.
I sort of mean in the respect, like, my dad, lovely guy, love my dad, but he's got a good soul, but he lost his temper, like, so easily. And his parenting style was shouting and screaming and just being mean, and I don't want to do that.
You say that, but it's sometimes it's very stressful bringing up kids where
repeatedly say the same thing day in, day out, day in.
I'd like to think that I'd only scream at my kid if they're about to, like, fall off a bridge or burn their hand on the stove.
Okay, so today, well, we had a window changed in the kitchen, and it's right where we have the dining room table.
Mm.
So the kids knew that I was out there all day with a window fitter trying to, because the window didn't fit, and there was also, it's a timber build extension, and it rotted on the bottom half.
Mm.
So I had to replace a load of timber in there and do a load of work and make it good, so it took all day. So kids know I've been, like, tooling away on it all day. So what did my son do? He leant the dining room chair on the window. He was just rocking backwards and forwards on it. Also, whilst not eating his dinner, which he is a very fussy eater anyway, which we tried to accommodate. And then when I told him not to do it, he then did a big, fat, cheesy, what are you going to do grin. And you're telling me that you wouldn't, you're saying what, you know. So I shouted at him.
I'd probably be, like, creepily calm about it. And try and convey, like, you've done a bad thing and this is not the end of this. Like, just put the fear of God in them that way.
But you don't want to put the fear in them. You just want them to, you know, probably have a bit more.
Yeah, but now I'm very quick to anger them, having to unlearn it.
Forethought than what a kid can have. The kid's only interested in YouTube and fucking Roblox, and if you say that you're any different, you're a fucking liar.
See, the whole, like, shouting thing backfired on my dad because he shouted at me from basically when I could talk until now. And when I was a teenager, I learnt his temper. Like, in my formative years, his temper transferred to me. And I decided to grow a pair one day and I shouted at him. And he was like, don't use that tone of voice with me. I was like, it's the same one you use. And he's like, fuck.
Damn.
So I don't know. I think kids pick up on that shit. And I want to raise an angry kid because being an angry adult isn't it. I don't like it. I have a very short fuse sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
I have shouted at you on numerous occasions. Actually, just that one time. But you fucking served it.
No, I fucking didn't.
It's difficult. It's, you know, with everything that everyone has going on in everyone's life, like, for, you know, this is all, like, kind of falling in together. We're talking about how old people haven't always got the most experience, even though, you know, they say that they do or think that they have. And then, life hasn't got a rule book. And it's difficult to try to meander through life, trying to always do the right thing. And sometimes it's not the right thing. And you can never fully guess how someone's going to react or what they've gone through or, you know.
Yeah, I don't for a second doubt that my parents did the best for me with what they had and all of that. Like I say, it's changed now. Things are just so changeable so quickly and so easily that it's almost impossible to do the right thing. If you work out how to please everyone, let me know.
Yeah, we all know. You can sell that book on Instagram. You don't have to please everyone. You just have to not be a piece of shit.
Yeah, but basically. I don't know how to do that either.
Everybody deserves a happy ending, Ben.
Aaron!
I haven't got enough hands. But this is the thing, like, everyone is entitled to a freedom of speech, and sometimes the things that you want to say, as free as you are to say it, repercussions.
I think a lot of people, when they say, I have freedom of speech, think that freedom of speech means freedom from consequences.
Exactly.
And like, there are going to be consequences. If your opinion is a piece of shit, I'm going to tell you you're a piece of shit, and I have the freedom to say that, just like you said your shitty opinion.
The most difficult thing I find when someone's got an opinion which is not just because it differs from mine, but because it's fundamentally
fucked up,
is really you should be spending the time to tell them why and to try and steer them back to, like, a normality.
Which is nice if you have the time and energy to do it, but you shouldn't, like, expect emotional labour from people.
Oh, well, this is the thing.
The burden, like, of research is on you.
Well, this is the thing, but the problem is they've done their own research, and generally their research is piss poor. It's been a YouTube conspiracy theory, which I'm all about looking at conspiracy theories as a bit of a, oh, yeah, that's funny, but again... Yeah. People take this shit seriously.
That's exactly how I look at conspiracy theories, because some of them are fucking hilarious. Queen Liz. Theory. Queen Lizard.
But, like, yeah, you find that funny, but someone's literally thinking that Prince Philip is, to be honest, he looked like a fucking reptile coming out of hospital.
I mean,
I honestly have had mugs on my bedside table with more life in them than he has.
He looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Things that could kill Prince Philip at any moment. Original Source mint shower gel.
I saw that.
That does tingle the balls.
What was the fucking other one? Tangfastics. Listerine cool strips.
They were savage.
Those brain lickers as well.
He doesn't even look like he has any skin left.
Should the royal family still be a thing?
Fuck the monarchy. No.
I think it should end with Liz.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just put them in a building and they could just be a tourist attraction from now on.
Wait, alive?
Yeah, alive. No, I thought you meant mummified in a museum. Technically, if Liz wanted to, she could call back the power of government and just fucking rule this as a proper monarchy if she wanted to.
I think if it goes to Charles, he should abdicate to Will.
But what I'm saying is you're going to trust Charles not to pull back that power?
Absolutely not. Will and Kate all the way. I think Charles should abdicate, but he won't. I can't fucking say that word.
I mean, we've all seen the Windsors.
Haven't.
Oh, what?
No.
Oh, man, Harry Enfield.
No.
Swing and a miss.
You need to go home and watch the Windsors.
I'm watching Humans.
But the thing is, again, that's like the Harry Enfield shit. Some of that's a bit of a, you know, product of its time. And sometimes it's not. Like, you get all these old cartoons and...
Oh, God.
Like they're getting rid of fucking Disney Pepe Le Pew. What the fuck's that about? He never got any pussy. That's a perfect example to show kids. Being an absolute sexual harassment cunt is going to get you no fanny.
I mean, he wasn't going for the fanny, was he? He was going for the romance,
but he was a bit grabsy.
Grabsy?
Yeah.
He
was barking up the wrong tree, though, wasn't he?
Did you just combine grabby and handsy and get grabsy?
Yeah.
Grabsy.
Like I'm saying, anything's a thing. You'll see it on Urban Dictionary. It's already a thing.
Rule 34.
Exactly.
Did you see
Prince someone, Philip, Rule 34?
Someone made a video and it's like,
one is coming.
Like some millennial has tried to fuck over Gen Z so hard. And they put up a video saying, anyone that got a fine during this period and this period of COVID is due a refund because Boris fucked up. For further information on this, just Google Boris Johnson Rule 34. I'm like, no, they're only children, leave them alone. Leave the teenagers alone, they don't just see it. Fun fact, I Googled it. Rule 35 needs to be enacted on Rule 34 on that, because there is none.
Wow.
There is none.
No Boris Johnson porn?
No Boris Johnson porn on the internet that I found. I didn't dig that deep. I didn't want to find it.
You didn't deep web it.
Yeah. But it didn't immediately present itself to me.
Kay, you're the lady of the podcast. I believe that you should handle topics of, you know, Boris Johnson.
Hold on, after the conversation we had about
images.
The conversation we had 10 minutes ago, how is this falling to Katie?
Do better!
Damn it, but...
Do better!
Yeah, Aaron, you go and get your own bloody blackmail porno pics from Boris.
You find your own Boris Johnson porn and I'll deal with my life.
He's your people. He's blonde. There you go. Association.
Wow.
you're clutching it, straws.
I'm clutching hard. Jeez.
Wow, did your knees just crack?
Yeah.
Is that what I just heard?
Yeah, that was what it is. Everything is falling to pieces.
Ooh.
My life, my soul.
This quarter life is rough on the joints.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, my back was fucked at 21.
My knees, if I could get, like, the audio quality for this, if I move my knees, it doesn't just... it crunches one continuous like
it's good. But
my knee used to lock up when I was driving and it used to crunch
mine squeak
and I think it's crunched so much it doesn't do it anymore and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
If I like get down into not even a low squat, like an average squat, and then stand back up, they like squeak all the way to standing and it's got
to the point now that if I'm getting up from a squat I've been in for a while, I have to actually hold something to get up.
Oh God, me too. Or I'll fall backwards.
It's not good, is it?
Oh no.
Always used to hear my dad sort of like grunt and groan.
That's me. I can't get up now by going,
aging
starts off as the comical sort of one, and then it gets real. Then you're like, oh,
aging has started. Like this is an overshare, but I peed before I started this, and I need to pee, and I used to get through the day on two. two peas a day.
Yeah, one in the morning.
One before bed.
Yeah.
When that started, I got really worried that I had diabetes because I was like, oh my God, I'm starting to go out a lot more.
No, I'm just old. Yeah. Awesome. Love that.
I haven't touched wood, had to get up in the middle of the night yet.
I have once. No. I have once, but I did drink a litre of water.
That's normally after a session down the pub, sort of get up half pissed and.
Oh, I had to do that once and it really hurt my soul because I used to like get woken up as a kid by my parents like walking past my bedroom in the hallway to go for a piss during the night. I was like, oh my God, just wait until the morning. God.
Hear the click of the light switch.
Yeah. And it's coming. I see it in the rearview mirror. It's happening.
Yeah. It's worrying. It's depressing.
Like, I didn't think my bladder would ever let me down. I thought I'd be young forever. And it's letting me down.
It is a horrible realisation that, you know, the years are coming and they don't stop coming.
Head to the rules and you hit the ground running.
So know what? You're singing it as a child.
It just didn't make sense. You're singing it as
a child, but you didn't even fucking know. See? Well, that Blink-182 song.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. Or what one?
No, the one about, fucking hell. I can't even remember. This is another sign of getting old. Do you know that one with the Blink? 182.
With the numbers and the eyes.
The one where it's like, fucking about work.
Work sucks. I know. She left me. Why does that make you think of
aging? Because when I was, because it came out in 2001.
If that's right,
It came out like 2001, and you used to be like, work sucks. I know. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I do know, and it's horrible. And I don't want it to suck. Was I right with it?
I don't fucking know. Google's not helping me here. Keep talking. I'm going to research. Because I need to know if that is just information that lives in your brain.
So there's so much random. This is why I like this podcast. There's so much random shit that has a little passage in my brain which only appears when I'm talking to other people.
You're a year out. 2000. Yeah. Okay. Still weirdly accurate.
20 years.
Joe Ellis is 20 years old. Shrek.
Some
fucking Shrek.
Buddy once told me
Shrek is 20 years old.
And see how this whole podcast has gone round in like a full circle.
What's done with your onions?
Yeah. It's all gone back round to Shrek. Okay, see,
everything's linked, intrinsically linked in this universe.
What was your hatred of onions?
All back to Shrek
and onions.
Everything. Shrek is life.
The layers. Star. Okay, well, I think it's probably a good time to wrap up. Wrap it up. I mean, finish the podcast.
No, but all seriously, wrap up your cock.
Is it a happy end?
You don't want kids. Just don't do it. Well, you do want kids. But you think you're ready, you're not ready. Go out there, go on another lad's holiday to Mallorca. Just wrap up. Don't bring home a dose. Don't do it.
Don't bring home a dose. Is the dose the STI or the kid?
Both. Seriously, just don't.
Do you want to maybe leave like a comment for your kids in case they ever listen to this in years to come?
I never wanted you.
Oh!
They're not my kids, I can tell.
No, I mean in general, you know, but there we go.
I love you to bits, kids.
Katie Jr.
I love you that you're here, but fuck me. There was so much I wanted to do. Before I had kids, I was saving up to go travel the world. I was going to go fucking everywhere. Then I had to buy a fucking house. Be an adult.
Get a tramp stamp.
I'm still not ready. I don't think I'm ever going to be ready. I'm going to be a granddad.
It's too late to be ready.
This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about. Like, there's no rule book. I asked my dad for advice and he's like, you was a little cunt, and now you've got little cunts as well.
It's the circle
I had to apologise to my dad. I'm like, Dad, I'm sorry. Now I realise what a cunt I was. Because my kids have been pricks as well. He laughed.
I didn't want kids anyway, but you are not selling it.
Do you know what? It is magical in some aspects where you think, you know, you think you would never love anyone as much as you love yourself or someone that your partner, but there is no love that you could have for anyone else but your kids. It's the most powerful, strange thing that you could ever feel.
I think I've got pretty close with my nephew.
No? I promise you.
Well, I've got closer than I ever have with anyone else's child.
There's not many people I would die for other than my kids.
I would die for my nephew in a heartbeat.
and you're soft, and
in a fucking heartbeat. Shut up.
That ain't even yours. That ain't your DNA.
I look after him all the time. Ooh. I spend a lot of time with him, and he's a very good boy.
Who would you die for, Aaron?
Quick fire question. Yeah, no, that was going to be my quick fire question to end the podcast. That's a good one. I don't.
There ain't anyone, is there?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody that, like, who's.
Would you not die for your parents?
Fuck that. No,
they're the older generation. Jeez, no, they've had their life.
Yeah. They wasted it on me. Well, that's their fucking issue.
I don't know. Go on. Let's see what you're thinking.
In your life or my life?
No, your life besides your nephew. Besides your nephew.
My parents. My sister.
Okay, your sister.
I'd absolutely die for my sister.
Okay, somebody slightly, step
away. I've given you three. You might give me one.
My very, very close family.
Would you die for your sister?
I want to say yes. Like, if there was a chance I wouldn't die, I would definitely protect her.
Would you die for your sister? If there's a chance I wouldn't die.
Say someone's going to shoot her.
There's no hypotheticals here. Would you die for her?
If someone's going to shoot her, I would push her out of the way and hopefully not die as well.
So you wouldn't die for her, is what you're saying?
If it was an inconvenience.
You're saying you wouldn't die for her.
I don't want to lie. Do you know what? I don't think she'd do the same for me either. I think she'd be like,
Wow, fuck your family. Aaron, do you have a
sister? Look, we're survivors in this family. And we got to live.
Do you have a sibling?
No, I'm an only child, so I don't know.
You got all the toys.
If you had a dog, would you die for it, or a cat?
Definitely. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a cat.
The amount of animals that will throw their young at a predator so they can live is good enough for me that I would die for my kids, not just yeet them at a predator.
I mean, you are... up in the bar from feral cats. So what? Well done in your parenting style. I thought you were talking about feral cats. Are we not talking about
lions and tigers? Not like fucking the grey tabby down the road.
I thought you mentioned street cats that accidentally got pregnant. So maybe
they just chuck their kittens at you to avoid being.
I was like, well done, I'm doing slightly better than feral cats in your parenting style.
I don't know.
I can't believe you have no one you'd die for.
No.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
I didn't say he needs one. I'm just surprised he doesn't have one.
Oh, I mean, like...
I wouldn't die for you.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I'd hope your death sucked real bad.
No, because you've got a lot to gain from my death.
I would pre-warn you.
You've got a lot to gain from my death.
I think you're going to die. Not lie. What's she got to gain from your death?
She's been eyeing up my switch already. I've not even had it.
Have you got a will?
No, but...
Then it's not going to go to you, is it? Parents aren't going to be like, oh...
No, we won't even get that far.
Aaron already mentioned that the switch is Katie's.
We won't even get that far, because I will have killed him, and I will be in his flat at the time to steal the switch.
Yeah, this is a lie.
I hope he dies.
Yeah, this is admittance, okay?
This can be used in a court of law. Yeah. Well, it can't, actually, because all this is fictitious.
How would you kill someone?
So it used to be that I would boil... a lot of tobacco to get pure nicotine and put it in someone's coffee. But since the rise of the vapes, they check for that now. They look at a nicotine overdose and they go, well, this is obviously someone like gulping down fucking vape. Do you know what? It's probably even better now because it doesn't look as suspicious.
Yeah. That's a really good way. Shit.
So this is what I mean. That's somewhere in my brain. I don't know how
I get a nick
that's
sickness.
A thing.
I get a nick sickness daily from vaping because I just sit here and just fucking vape constantly. So that would be a really good way to kill me. They would not know.
But the thing is they check up for it now because a lot of dogs died when vaping first started because people were leaving the bottles everywhere.
Fucking hell.
And the dogs were eating them.
Jeez.
How would you kill someone? And not get caught, obviously.
I was thinking maybe just like it would be like murder by numbers or just maybe go for like a...
Sorry, what?
Like what? Is murder by numbers?
Yeah, just random kill.
They do reckon that if a killing is unlinked by any kind of friends, family, then the chance of them catching you is very, very slim. The only saving grace they've got is... DNA or camera evidence.
AMPR and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing they've got, because if they've got no motive, is it mens rea? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's right.
I mine's.
This is not an admission, by the way. This is not.
No, the whole. Yeah. There is a caveat on the podcast that this is all fictitious.
For legal reasons. It's for legal reasons.
Yeah. That is on there because.
You never know.
People pay sometimes. Again, people hear one thing and they run away with it. Oh, we've got someone who died from nicotine overdose. There's a podcaster who mentioned the same thing. It must have been him.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You've only got to look at all the other shit that's come out from America.
Don't fuck with cats, for example. I mean, they did good.
Yeah, it is mens rea. Mens rea, the intention of knowledge of wrongdoing that constitutes part of a crime as opposed to the action or conduct of the accused.
Oh, shit. Every day is a school day. My murder plan would end up being the long game, and it might not work because I'm extremely unhealthy. However, I would, you know, the whole like keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer thing. So the person I want to kill, I would befriend them like quite substantially, and then I would get really, really into hiking. And then after after like 10, not 10 years, that's a long time, but after like a certain while of getting really good at hiking, both of us, I'd be like, do you know what? Bucket list item, we should do it, we should climb Everest. And then just kill them on the rainbow bit where everyone fucking dies and no one moves the bodies because no one cares.
They are.
There are like 200 bodies on Everest that no one gives a shit about.
They are trying to plan to clear that out.
Who by the fucking Sherpas that get paid dick all an hour to nearly die?
The Sherpas that go up and down it like every other fucking week.
Mm.
I don't see how it's a big thing anymore. You've got these Sherpas that literally go up and down there every other fucking day.
They can't move the
Who carry all of your shit. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I've done Everest.
Yeah, but dead people can't pay them.
But did you do it on your own?
I thought you meant moving the bodies. No. Like, dead people can't pay them. But those bodies are staying there. But the thing is, no one would like question their death if I just happened to...
I mean, two big,
leave them there.
Two big questions I've got with your very, very flawed plan is that, first of all, you've got to tolerate the other person that you hate.
I tolerate you.
Okay, good point. Fair enough. There's one of them crossed off. And how do you not know that they don't also have that same idea across their minds? They've gone,
oh, fuck it. I've had a good run.
Go fucking off Katie when we get to, you know, good part of Mount Everest.
So. I would like to think I would win.
See, I'm not in the long game that much. I would have just fucked them off a hiking cliff right in the UK.
Yeah.
I'd take them up Ben Nevis. There's a big cliff the other side. They could just have a little...
Yeah, how many bodies are up there? Not many.
No, but it's not... You're not worried about the body being found. You're falling off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, but you've got the fucking certainty that no one's going to investigate that death.
Well, how the fuck are you going to get back down there?
Get really good at hiking. I think I went through that bit.
that ain't a hike. That's a fucking mountain.
I'd get good at it. 10 years might have been a realistic figure after all.
By the time you spent 10 years with someone, you might not hate them anymore.
Yeah.
No, I'd follow through. Even if I end up liking them. Plan's a plan. Right.
I mean, I've got a good... Well, the thing is, I know
Aaron,
some
of
you. Do
you want to go for a walk next week?
See, I know a lot of your enemies, like myself included. And if you turned around to me and said, oh, do you want to go for a walk? I'd be like, fuck no.
I think we should get into hiking, yeah?
No.
Definitely not.
I mean,
good for your lungs.
Blood
flowing.
I'm old now. I won't make up Everest anymore.
That's the plan.
No, you want me to get up there. You don't want me to come down.
If you die halfway up, it saves me hiking it.
Natural causes.
If you just die from natural causes, that's fucking easier for me. I don't have to climb or act sad about it.
I mean,
I might still have to act
sad. So you could easily just save yourself 7 years and just be like, oh, I've got you some heroin. Come on.
It's really Moorish.
It's really nice.
I mean, yeah, that's probably a better way to off a lot of our enemies.
Get someone hooked. Well, I mean, some people are really good at taking drugs. They might just not die.
Like, ah, fuck.
Like, I do not do class A's. I would die on the first time.
Yeah.
But some people are really good at doing drugs.
Yeah. Damn it.
This is not a promotion for doing drugs.
Yeah, don't do drugs,
or
kids.
Or is it?
Stay in school.
It is Moorish, though.
Is that a weed? I'm calling the police.
Are you injecting this weed?
Don't do drugs, or do. I'm a fucking person on the internet. Fuck you.
Do what you think is morally right, which is probably wrong. So don't do
drugs. We should just leave it at don't do drugs,
and
probably.
And the word of the week is...
Mens rea.
Come what?
I thought it was mens rea.
I thought it was heroin.
Yeah, let's go. Three words, guys.
We all live different lives here. Right, and that's goodbye from us. Remember to like and subscribe.
I can see you wincing.
Oh my god.
I can see you wincing.
Why? Because it's fucking disgusting.
Do you know what? Do you know how much it helps? It's unbelievably helpful.
Not if I leave that bit in, it's not.
Well, it is helpful. It really does help.